This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, this show comes to you from my flagship station in Las Vegas. 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. They got the naming rights. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. I've teamed up with the professionals of U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Package. There's two different versions of it. That's why I talk about two different versions throughout the show and the national TV show. This one includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world, including the first ever silver Krugerrand, all coins investment quality. All six coins for only $99. Portfolio previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now only for the listeners of this show for $99, and that includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Call right now. Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, only $99, normally $300. 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. You know you want to start collecting rare coins. You have to. Not just rare coins, but precious metals of all kinds. Gold, silver, etc., bullion, all kinds. But you know you want to do it because you know you have to, and you've been waiting your whole life. Why not do it with the company that was chosen by the state of Texas to run the Texas Bullion Depository? The only one in the United States of America besides Fort Knox. The only bullion depository run by a state is the Texas one, and they chose our friends at U.S. Gold Bureau to run it. So that's credibility, man. That's different than all the other ones you see on Fox News and you hear on the radio. 800-885-GOLD. You can trust them. And you have Wayne Root's highest recommendation. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to know what you think of what your remembrances are of the October 1st massacre in Vegas, 833-WAR-TALK. What you think of what's happening with Kavanaugh. What you think about the new NAFTA deal. Numerically, 833-927-8255. All right. Of course, a sixth Kavanaugh accuser surfaces with an anonymous letter that includes no return address. A sixth woman stepped forward and accused Brett Kavanaugh of brutal rape. The anonymous accuser said Brett Kavanaugh brutally raped her and smacked her around. The letter didn't give a name or a return address. Democrats are hoping the FBI will question this latest victim, really. How would you question them? You're going to study the fingerprints on the envelope and track her down? An anonymous woman accused Supreme Court. My question is, when we get all these people and you could prove they were lying, can we put them in jail, please? Can we put them in jail? Can we put the woman in Yale who has repressed memories and blackouts? She was a blind blackout drunk. She remembers waking up on the floor and a man stuck his penis in her face. That might have been Brett Kavanaugh. Everyone's Brett Kavanaugh. We should all have Brett Kavanaugh sightings. I saw him at the bakery the other day. He was having sex with a woman behind the bread on the left. I mean, this is the most ridiculous crap I've ever seen in my entire life. And any liberal who believes it is mentally ill. But guess what? They don't even believe it anymore. There's no liberal even mentioning sex. Now they're all going, he's a drunk. I heard that story this morning. I mentioned that in the first hour. It's the new avant-garde thing to say. He's a drunk. He's an alcoholic. He can't be a Supreme Court nominee. Except Supreme Court nominees are drunk right now. They drink all the time. And they drank when they were kids. So crazy. Here's a letter I got from one of my listeners. I have fantastic listeners. Steven. Key FBI questions needed. Number one, did Dr. Ford have stock holdings as a director at a big pharma corp whose only drug product is RU486, the abortion pill? How much stock did she have in that company? Number two is, could her 2012 marriage counselor confession have occurred after Kavanaugh's name was mentioned by Reuters? This is my question I asked on the news. Actually, I've asked both of these. On April 12, 2012, was a likely candidate for the Supreme Court by Mitt Romney if he won the election and expected to overturn Roe versus Wade. Number three, could one conclude simply from high school yearbook that Mark Judge was a best friend of Kavanaugh? Number four, is Dr. Ford demonstrably a woman's reproductive rights political activist? Number five, if above questions are yes, could a PhD be a scheming demon sufficiently motivated and skilled who thinks they can manipulate everyone with a plausible fabricated story? How about number six, Stephen? You left out number six. Is it true your father is CIA? That's a fact. Is he CIA? Ask her. Number seven, it's a fact. Your grandfather was there at the beginnings of the CIA, a big shot in the CIA, thanked publicly by the founders of the CIA. Is that a fact? Yes. So ask her about it. Number, I think I'm up to number eight, right? Number eight, is it a fact your brother was a lawyer with a specific law firm that founded Fusion GPS that tried to frame Donald Trump? Is that true? Pretty weird coincidence, right? And is it true that the law firm of your brother is in the building in Palo Alto, Stanford, where the CIA has three offices for three different CIA fronts? Is that true? Is it true? I'm asking. Is it true? I don't know. I've been told it's true. I don't know that it's true. Maybe we should all go to Stanford and Palo Alto and check it out. Is it also true that you're a recruiter for the CIA at Stanford University? Is that true? I'd like to know all those things. Someone should be asking. Dr. Ford, all those things. Now, again, I'm a conspiracy theorist, according to liberals, for daring to ask questions. Throughout history, it is a fact. Government lies about everything. Should black people accept what government says? Because, you know, it seems to me liberals would tell you there was such a thing called slavery and black people were treated terribly by government and government lied and did whatever they had to keep black people slaves. And I seem to remember, was it like called the Tuskegee experiment or something like that, where the government lied to black people and injected them with syphilis to see what the results would be? So, should you trust government? Is Wainwright wrong when Wainwright says government is a bunch of scheming liars throughout history? You can never trust the King of England. You could never trust his top aides. You could never trust the King of Spain. You could never trust the King of France. You could never trust anyone in America at any level. Wasn't it the liberals in the 1960s who said never trust anyone over the age of 30? Isn't everybody in government over the age of 30? Isn't government proven to have lied to us again and again and again? Didn't they cover up John F. Kennedy's assassination? And yet you think I should listen to government? Do the black people who got injected with syphilis, do they listen to government? I don't think, if they could go back in time, would they listen to government? So I don't believe a lot of things about government. And I ask questions, is that a crime? I don't believe things are true about Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I don't believe a lot of what we heard about October 1st is true. That makes me a conspiracy theorist. Me and Donald Trump both thought there was something wrong with Obama's college records. Asking questions does not make you a bad person. But anyway, a sixth person has come forward with an anonymous letter with no return address who says, I was brutally raped by Brett Kavanaugh. This is the biggest joke in the history of the world. Kavanaugh, she says, lifted her sweater and bra, digitally penetrated her, then violently raped her several times along with a friend who followed suit, before striking her and saying no one would believe her if she talked publicly about it. Be a good girl, he claimed. She claims he told her. Oh, my God. This is the most ridiculous crap I've ever seen in my life. You know what I really think? I think Brett Kavanaugh drank a lot of beer in high school and college. Doesn't make him a criminal. I happen to be much more goody-two-shoes than Brett Kavanaugh, I guess. I did wild things in high school and college, but guess what? I never drank. I've never drank in my life. Never done a drug in my life. Never put a cigarette to my mouth in my life. So there's some things that I don't do that Brett Kavanaugh chose to do. He's in a wild private school, and they all drank, and I never did. But that doesn't make him a horrible person. It certainly doesn't mean you cannot be a United States senator or a governor or a president or a Supreme Court nominee. What's worse, all the kids I knew in college were liberal, and they all drank, and they all did drugs, and they were all communists. Every one of them said they were communists. Wayne Root's not saying it. They bragged about it at Columbia. They were all proud, card-carrying members, socialists, Marxists, and communists. Some of them called themselves Bolsheviks. Today's Democratic Party proudly calls himself socialists. What would you rather have in the Supreme Court, a socialist or a guy who was drunk in high school? I don't care if you were drunk in high school. So let's read this article. Democrat Supreme Court drinkers. Breyer busted for underage drinking. Ginsburg not 100% sober at the Obama State of the Union. That was Ginsburg. At the State of the Union. She's a little drunk, huh? Well, Democrats and the media are dragging Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh through the mud for his admitted drinking too much at times in school. It should be remembered two justices appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton and approved by a Democrat-controlled Senate, Stephen Breyer, 1994, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 93, have their own history of alcohol troubles. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg dozes during President Obama's State of the Union address. Ginsburg, with Justice Breyer to her left, fell asleep after drinking wine for President Obama's 2015 State of the Union address. Justice Breyer, 80 years old now, was arrested for underage drinking when he went to Stanford in the 1950s. At Stanford, he had a share of hijinks, getting arrested at one point for underage drinking, but after 4 years, he'd received just one B, which left him, in the words of a classmate, distraught. Breyer spoke about the arrest to NPR in 2015. I don't need to read all that. I get it. I get it. Finally, the State of the Union. Earlier in the evening, Scalia expressed his disdain for the event that he stopped attending years ago, and Ginsburg admitted once again she fell asleep, as I often do. The audience, for the most part, is awake because they are bobbing up and down, and we sit there stone-faced, she said, but we're not. At least I was not 100% sober. She blamed the fine wine Justice Kennedy had brought to dinner beforehand. I vowed this year, just sparkling water, stay away from wine. But the dinner was so delicious, it needed wine. She said when she got home, she got a call from one of her granddaughters, and she said, Booby, you were sleeping. So, you know, Supreme Court justices are allowed to be drunk, and Breyer was allowed to be arrested for underage drinking at Stanford, but this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, is not allowed to ever, and Ted Kennedy's allowed to murder women while drunk, leave them to die in a car, and spend the rest of his life involved in, you know, I don't know nowadays what you call rape anymore, but I know that Ted Kennedy and his, wasn't it his nephew or his son? Which one was it? I can't remember if it was his nephew or his son. His nephew. Him and his nephew were out for a night of drinking and debauchery. They were probably out at strip clubs. They were probably having group sex with women. And he's a United States senator, and he was drunk the whole time. And nobody cares. He's the lion of the Senate. But God forbid you ever had sex or drank in high school or college, and you're a Republican, and now you can't be a Supreme Court justice. It's funny. It really is. How Democrats change the bar constantly. I mean, I don't know what, in Nevada where I live, they got a guy running, Democrats, for attorney general, who's been arrested like 4 or 5 times in his youth, including for stealing tires, and he wants to be the attorney general of our state. It's so bizarre, it's beyond description. Democrats. Trump derangement syndrome. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver form formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Sponsor of this segment of the show, My Patriot Supply. Here's the reality. Emergencies usually strike without warning. We're surprised when stock market crashes or power goes out. Certainly with earthquakes, there's no warning. These things happen. And when it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. Now you're scrambling and panicked. The best thing to do is to prepare for natural disasters or emergencies while things are calm. Ask yourself right now, could you feed yourself or your family for 2 weeks with the food you have at home at this moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I use My Patriot Supply, and you should too. A two-week food kit will get you started. This week, it's on sale for only $75. When you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com, or call 888-524-6540. These food kits include meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now and prepare yourself. Be prepared yourself. There are no surprises. Call 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. That's 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Thank you, My Patriot Supply, for sponsoring my show for a long time now. So my feeling is that we're going to win in a landslide in November. And what I mean by landslide, I better be careful. We already dominate the House, the Senate, the presidency, the Supreme Court, governors, lieutenant governors, secretaries of state, state legislators, state senate, state assemblies. I mean, we control both the state assembly and the state senate in so many states, and Democrats control both and almost none. So it's really quite amazing how we dominate American politics. But we dominate it all by just a sliver of a margin. We may be winning all those, but not by much. So, you know, it's not possible to have a landslide really in America anymore. All you could do is win everything. You can win everything by a little bit, and I would call that a landslide. I believe we're going to hold this, the House, and maybe even add a seat or two, maybe lose a seat or two, but either way, nothing big. And then we're going to gain a lot of seats in the Senate. And I'm sure we'll gain governorships and we'll win in seats all over this country. But it's possible we're actually going to actually do really, really well, not just hold our own. And so here's some stuff that backs up what I'm saying. New Jersey is the bluest of blue states. And the latest poll says the incumbent U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is in a dead heat with Bob Huggin in the New Jersey Senate race. And I'm sure Huggin has no money, and I'm sure Huggin is a totally unknown guy. I never heard his name in my life. He's just one of those anonymous Republican sacrificial lambs that run in a state where they have no chance against an incumbent Democrat, and he's dead even. The latest poll shows Menendez leads Huggin by 2 points, 45 to 43, only 5 weeks before the midterm election. It has a 4-point margin of error, making it a dead tie between Huggin and Menendez. I'm telling you that we are about to have an historic November, because I wrote this commentary for the RJ yesterday, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and as usual, what I always tell you, it got picked up by RealClearPolitics.com, and Real Clear Politics trumpeted all over the United States, one of the top 15 newspaper columns, and so people read it from all over this country, thousands of people, millions of people. The numbers are huge. I don't know the exact number, but I know I had hundreds and hundreds of emails, and they all said the same thing. I love your column. You know, I am Brett Kavanaugh. You are Brett Kavanaugh. We are all Brett Kavanaugh. He's our sons. He's our fathers. He's our brothers. He's our husband. And it was a great response. But separate from that, separate from the fact it was 99-1 in my favor, were so many people saying, I'm a Democrat my whole life. There's no reason to pour this out, your heart out to Wayne Root, unless you mean it. Why would you send me this note if you didn't mean it? Tons and tons of those people, like 30% of the hundreds of letters I got, said, I was a Democrat my whole life. My eyes are now open. I can't believe what they've done to Kavanaugh. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic woman, and I can't believe it. Or I'm a Catholic woman with two sons, and I think what's happened to Kavanaugh is disgusting. Democrats have overplayed their hands so bad they don't even know it. There is a red storm coming, sure as I'm standing here. So not only is the New Jersey Senate race, I think, proof, but here President Trump is going to hold a rally at Freedom Hall in Johnson City, Tennessee tonight. And it's the longest lines we've ever seen. President Trump will make historic visits to Johnson City, Tennessee to rally for Republican Senate candidate Representative Marsha Blackburn. And it's the longest line anybody's ever seen. 5 hours before the event, look at this line. They've got a photo, and the line goes forever. Just the line to get in line. Not sure we're ever going to get in. Huge turnout. Thousands of people lined up to see the 45th president. 5 hours before the event. I'm telling you that this was just like the moments before the 16 election when everyone said Trump was dead and it was a landslide and Hillary would win big. And I said, look at Trump's rallies, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. Look at Hillary's rallies. You could fit them in my home. Now, admittedly, I have a very big, beautiful home on a golf course in Las Vegas. But you could fit, you know, a party for 150, 200 people in my house. And I'm telling you, Hillary's rallies had 150, 200 people. She could fit them in my house. Hillary could have been campaigning for president, stopping at houses. And Donald Trump needs football stadiums and the Las Vegas Convention Center. And I'm telling you, this is a sign. People are so angry. I think every married woman in America is angry at Christine Blasey Ford. They all think she's a liar. How do I know? Not because I'm guessing, because of the letters I got. Catholic women are angry because Brett Kavanaugh is a good Catholic boy. And this is an online lynching. This is a lynching of a good Catholic boy. People are mad. Democrats are just done. Stick a fork in them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will hold a vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also said today on the floor,
the ranking Democrat on the committee, first heard from Dr. Ford on July the 30th. Did our colleague alert the chairman so the committee could do due diligence in a confidential way consistent with Dr. Ford's wishes? No, she did not. Did she discreetly raise the issue with Judge Kavanaugh during her private meeting with him on August the 20th? She didn't do that either.
The White House did authorize the FBI to expand their investigation into anyone who it feels is necessary regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump is on the road again doing one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is war.
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Liberty HealthShare sponsored this segment of the show. Crazy, this world is just crazy, you know that? There's so much going on, so many exciting things with Kavanaugh and the charges and the Senate and the FBI investigation and all the other stuff that's going on. It's just, and of course, today is, of course, the day of the anniversary of the October 1st massacre. We'll get to our guest in a second who's going to talk to us about that, Matt Couch. But because of all that's going on, nobody's mentioning that Trump got a new NAFTA deal, an historic trade deal with Canada and Mexico that wins for America. And everybody's ignoring it. Even I've ignored it. We're now going on almost 2 hours of my show, and I have not gotten a chance to talk about it yet. And because we're going to talk about the Vegas massacre, I still haven't talked about it yet. It just shows to show you. He just changed the economy of the United States. Stock market flew today. We haven't even gotten to it yet. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. It's unaffordable. It covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Don't be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did it. My family's a member. My kids are all signed up with Liberty HealthShare. Wayne Root is signed up with Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Now to our guest, who's also not going to talk about NAFTA, because he's here in Las Vegas investigating and covering the October 1st anniversary of the Vegas massacre. His name is Matt Couch. He's the founder of America First Media. His website is AF for America First, AF-MG.com, AF-MG.com, Matt Couch. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Hey, Wayne, how are you? Great to be back on.
So you are in Vegas covering the October 1st anniversary. You know, I'm a national radio and TV show, but I am based in Vegas. I'm a Vegas guy. And so it's important to me to hear why you're here. You're here with two private investigators. So what is it you are investigating? And I'd love to hear if it meshes up with my thoughts, because I just had Laura Loomer on, and the two of us both believe. Nobody knows. Nobody's saying we know. But first of all, I smell something wrong. I smell a rat. We've been told nothing by the police, nothing by the FBI. No one knows anything about Paddock. No one knows anything about a motive. Everyone swears there was only one shooter. Everyone swears he had no help. I don't believe it, and my gut says this was terrorism-related and ISIS terrorism-related. But just, it's only a guess. I'm not saying I know, and I don't claim to know, but I do believe this has something to do with terrorism and Islamic terrorism. But that's my guess. Let's hear what Matt Couch has to say. Shoot.
No, I would completely agree with those sentiments. I talked to Laura this morning, actually. I know she's in Vegas also, and you know, we both have been working diligently on this investigation. I know you've spent a lot of time into it as well, Wayne. You know, nothing passes the smell test, whether you look at the Jesus Campos situation, whether you look at the lack of all the FOIAs that are being blocked by the FBI, the 6 minutes of video footage of Paddock. He was there for 10 days, and you get 6 minutes. I mean, you could find me, looking like an idiot stick for 6 minutes in a casino just being lost. So they're definitely hiding something. I believe there's definitely more people than Stephen Paddock, involved. I think everyone does. And, you know, Wayne, you're from here. I know you're asking the questions. I'm actually going to flip it for a second, if you don't mind. We have interviewed so many people that were survivors of the Las Vegas shooting. Interviews. We've talked to bartenders. We've talked to dealers at the Mandalay Bay. No one believes that one guy did this alone, and that's the consensus of Vegas residents. You get the same vibe when you talk to people locally that we do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Everyone I speak to does not believe this, just like I don't know any. Listen, I have barely met a soul outside of extremely dedicated liberals, and I know a few of them who I've been friends with lifelong, but outside of a few dedicated liberals, I don't know anyone who thinks that Matt Kavanaugh did anything wrong. I think the whole country believes the Democratic Party is lying about, Brett Kavanaugh. The whole country, for the most part, middle-class America, believes that Brett Kavanaugh is a good man and an innocent man, and his name has been besmirched, and liberals don't get what what's going on. They've completely misunderstood the American people and misread their pulse. Almost every human being I know in the world believes Brett Kavanaugh's a good guy, and they're shocked at how Democrats have treated him. And I think almost everyone I meet believes something's wrong with the Vegas terror attack and that we haven't been told the truth about it. Now, nobody knows it's ISIS. Not everyone even mentions ISIS, but everyone knows there's something wrong with what we've been told.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how many people are familiar with Ed Klein's book that he put out, but there was a leaked FBI memo. Wayne, you may be familiar with this. A lot of your average folks are not. This memo, of course, Ed Klein put in his book in November 2017 that came out. And of course, I can't remember the name of the book off the top of my head. Ed Klein's been on, you know, Fox News a lot.
Yeah, Ed's been on my show many times, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And this FBI leaked memo literally mentioned that Antifa was looking to partner with ISIS to carry out attacks. That's an actual
yes.
FBI memo, and he leaked it. And the mainstream media, outside of, I know you've covered it, but outside of you, us, there's, I don't know, I wouldn't consider myself a more mainstream, but there's very few people that will even talk about this, and it's a very serious issue. I personally think Jesus Campos saw a little bit more than he should have. I think there might be a licensing issue with Jesus Campos as well, on top of maybe he saw more than he should. There's a lot of working theories here. We're hoping to get to the bottom of it, and that's why we're here on the ground, you know, investigating, interviewing, and we have some people that came forward we're going to talk to this week that I hope are going to bust some things open as well, Wayne.
Let me tell you my thinking. It's just, you know, I'm not a private investigator. I'm not a lawyer. And I'm not a cop. I'm not any of the above, right? Just a guy with common sense. How could Jesus Campos have limped onto the Ellen Show like 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later? He limped on like he was mortally wounded that day and talked about how bad his leg injury was. He still needed a cane all that time later, but 2 days after being shot, he wasn't in a hospital with his leg up. He was driving to Mexico. Can anyone explain that to me?
Right, right. And it's one of those things where when we were in Vegas back in October, you know, right after this happened, investigating, we were told that they had him at the Aria in one of the you know, penthouse suites, that the MGM was keeping him there. Bill Pierce and I and one of our Metropolitan SWAT commanders from another metro across the country that was with us, one of our team members, they wouldn't confirm that, but you could tell when we asked questions they were very, very nervous. They have done everything they can, you know, Wayne, to hide this guy and to shut him up. He had a handler. I mean, Ellen basically did all the speaking for him. He didn't even talk. It was like it was a script, and of course no one wants to talk about how the MGM is one of the main sponsors of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So,
right. Well, you know, I talked about it. You know, I wrote about it and talked about it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And thank you for doing that, man. I mean, there's not many people that have the courage to tell the truth anymore. And it's a rare trait in America, is telling the truth. And like I said, I love coming on your program because I know that's what you're about.
Well, yeah, and the Democratic Party, of course, you know, reads into a person that actually asks questions who isn't a sheeple and a moron and questions government and questions law enforcement and doesn't just believe everything we're told. Democratic Party puts out press releases about me that say I'm a nut job, a crazy man, a nutcase, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, because you actually are willing to ask questions. You're not a sheep that goes, it's the biggest joke I've ever seen in my entire, what does sheep do? I don't know. Sheep go bah? I don't even remember what sheep do. There you go. Bah, that was a good one. You're good at sheep.
That works for me, man. I'm from Arkansas, so I don't want to give my impersonation.
See, I'm from New York, so I did a horse neigh when I meant sheep. See, there's the difference. I'm a Jewish kid from New York, and I said, what do sheep do? What the hell is the matter with me? But at least you're from Arkansas, so you get what sheep do. So the end result is that they call you crazy and all kinds of terrible names and conspiracy theorists. Because you ask questions, and as I said in the last segment before you came on, I wonder if black people who got shots of syphilis injected into them by the United States government 100 years ago, I wonder if they wish they'd asked a few questions at the time.
That's a great, great point. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. This is one of my main working theories, and it's not about Las Vegas, but the party that tells you that you don't need to own a gun, that your Second Amendment rights don't matter, is also the same party that tells you that all military and all law enforcement are bad and enemies of the people. And in the same sentence, that same party tells you, Wayne, that only the police should have guns. The liberal logic is out of control in America. And, man, it's time for people to start doing what's right, saying what's right, you know, talking the truth, regardless of where it leads. Just you know, we've got to start standing for something, my friend.
Well, don't forget, Matt, it's the same political party, the Democrats, who welcome all the Muslim refugees who want to come into America, even though almost every single one of them requires, you know, $35,000 a year for the rest of their lives to survive, number one. They bring with them, in many cases, you know, tons of children, in many cases, 20 wives and many children, all of which are going to go to school, all of which need medical care, all of which need aid to dependent children, all of which need 1,000 other things. And those same people that say welcome in all the Muslims are big fans of gays, even though in every Muslim country, if you're gay, you get dropped off a roof after they rape you. So it's right. Kind of weird that they want to let people in. And don't forget, you know, I'm Jewish and many Jewish people are Democrats. The Muslims you're letting in harbor such hatred and such ill will for Jews and want to murder Jews, and yet you want to let them in without extreme vetting from countries that tell you nothing about their background, whether they were military, whether they're murderers, whether they're terrorists, whether they're rapists. How bizarre are those beliefs?
They're outlandish, honestly. I mean, it's liberal logic. I mean, there is no logic to it. There's nothing, you know, they talk about women's rights, yet they oppress women like no other culture in society.
Right.
It just blows my mind. I don't know how it's honestly, Wayne, it's not even a political issue. It's a common sense issue.
All right, so we're running to an ad break. I'd like you to finish up on the other side of the break. I just want to hear what you've gotten so far, what your investigators have uncovered about the Vegas Massacre, because we kind of got off track and started talking about other stuff. But the Vegas Massacre, what have they uncovered, and what questions remain unanswered, according to you, Matt Couch? I want to hear the founder of America First Media. Website is af-mg.com. AF for America First. -mg.com. We'll be right back with more with Matt Couch, investigating the Vegas Massacre 1 year anniversary today. Federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so if you were with me in the last segment, and we've still got Matt Couch standing by, we'll get back to him in 1 second. You know I cannot make sheep noises. I couldn't even remember what a sheep does. There we go. Bah, there we go. I thought, nay, that's a horse. Jewish from New York, from the inner city, the Bronx borderline. I don't know what a sheep looks like. I don't know what a sheep does. I've eaten lamb in my day. I've eaten lamb chops, but I've never actually played with a sheep. So I didn't know what noise they made. Sorry about that. But I do know how to, I knew how to talk. And that's what matters when you're a talk show host, right? I'm not a sheep show host. I'm a talk show host. I don't have to know about sheep. On those lonely nights in the middle of Greece, I know what they do in Greece with sheep, but I'm a talk show host, okay? Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and all I can tell you is I'm a talk show host who looks new, is reborn, who feels great, who just landed the role. Do you know next Sunday you're going to watch me on CBS Sports Television in the role as the host of a fantasy football show? Do you know that nationwide on CBS Sports TV, Wayne Root is the star and host of a fantasy football show that's airing for the first time? We've already taped 2 episodes, but the first episode airs next Sunday at 12 noon Eastern, therefore 9 a.m. Pacific, on CBS Sports TV Network, as well as Fox Sports affiliates all over the United States. I'm 57 years old, and I now host 2 TV shows on national TV, one about politics, one about sports. Has any 57-year-old ever gotten 2 starring roles on national TV at the same time on 2 different networks in the history of America? I doubt it. And that's because Cinegenics made me look that good. Thank you, Cinegenics. They agreed to sponsor both the radio and the TV show about 4 months ago, and now I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I work out less than I've ever worked out, and I feel the best and look the best of my life, and I've lost about 10 years, man. Everyone says my hair looks thicker and healthier, and my face looks so much thinner and healthier. My body looks like Popeye the Sailor Man, and you could get the same treatment. I call it the Wayne Root treatment. Call them and ask for the Wayne Root Lube Job. Free, no obligation consultation, Synagenics, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenics.com. But I'm the only 57-year-old in America that has two starring roles on national TV. Thank you, Synagenics. And it didn't take much. You know, I'm taking a few of their vitamins, and I take their hormone therapy, and I eat all different foods, but a lot of it. And I actually work out instead of 2 hours a day, only 35 minutes a day. And I've lost all this weight, and I look really good for the best in, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I feel like I'm 35 again. It's really been amazing. So thank you, Synagenics. You should call them, 888-YOUNGER. We got Matt Couch on the line, founder of America First Video. His website is af-mg.com. And Matt, we're talking about the October 1st anniversary of the Vegas massacre. What have you uncovered over the past year that's interesting to all of us?
You know, the interesting take is, a lot of different things, Wayne. I know we don't have a lot of time. I'll try to squeeze it in here for you. You know, when talking to Mandalay Bay employees, whether they're bartenders, dealers, people that have been there 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, one of the most interesting things that I can tell you is that when the mainstream media was reporting, that it was Paddock as the lone shooter, the Zebra SWAT team was clearing the cafeteria at Mandalay Bay at 5 a.m. Pacific time. It was already 8 a.m. on the East Coast, and they were, of course, already naming Paddock as the shooter. So why are they still clearing, parts of the casino if there was only one shooter? That's one interesting take. We've heard that from multiple employees, and we have that, of course, on video and audio at the right time. We'll release that when we need to. But all of these things, you look at Jesus Campos, you look at how he had a handler, you look at how he, like you said, how he disappeared. You look at the helicopter flight records. We have multiple FOIAs out that are being denied by the FBI in all different categories in Las Vegas. They don't want to release any of that. It absolutely, there is more than one shooter. A name that we talk about, Brian Hodge, an Australian who worked with Mary Lou Danley, the girlfriend of Paddock, at a casino in Australia, who happened to be at the shooting. I can even tell you what restaurant he ate at the Bellagio the night of the shooting. And then 36 hours later, he's in Australia talking about how they were using 100-round magpacks. No one knew that information 36 hours after the shooting. That's just another one of those coincidences. There are lots of things we're looking into. None of it passes the smell test, Wayne, and it's not just one thing. It's multiple things. I hope that kind of helps a little bit.
So this guy, Brian Hodges, he was mentioned by Laura Loomer just a little while ago on my show as well. But, he's not like a Muslim. He's not ties to Islam. He's just a white guy from Australia, right? What would his role in this be? I don't understand.
I believe he kind of fits the Antifa mold, the liberal mold there of the Ed Klein situation where they're trying to partner with, ISIS jihadis to carry out attacks like this. And I think he definitely fits the mold if you look at everything. The interesting take is the fact that he was, he called all these media outlets in Australia, TV, radio, and to tell them that he was a Vegas survivor. And then he starts talking about things that only people there would know about, with the 100-round mag capacity and things of that nature. And this is all on video, folks. You can find it out there. And so it's alarming to think that this person's not wanted by the FBI. Why aren't they tracking him? Why aren't they questioning him? It's something that we'd like to have answers on. I think, the city of Las Vegas, all the families of victims, they deserve that.
All right, that's our story today with the Vegas massacre. We're coming up on Newsmax TV. We want to thank Matt Couch for coming on. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Wayne.
If you get any new information, please call me or Andrew Paul, my producer, and we'll get you on the show. And we will put you on right away to tell us what you have found, anything new and exciting, interesting or amazing about the Vegas massacre that the police and the FBI and the government don't seem to want us to know. Matt Couch is the founder of America First Media, website af-mg.com. We enjoy having him and Laura on today, and we wish well to all the people involved in the Vegas massacre, all the victims. We wish you a wonderful day and a hopefully peace in your life. When we get back, it's time for Newsmax TV. And we will continue talking about all the biggest news stories today, including my interview with Bill O'Reilly on Newsmax TV right now, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and cable channels all over the USA right now.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.